3. A sense of history.
I told you we should have come here later in the summer. Diane complained half-heartedly. She brushed back her dirty blonde hair, which was shorter now, for she had gotten into one of her I-need-a-change moods and cropped it tight about her ears, leaving the front longer than the sides and back, as was the fashion, and blew a raindrop off the end of her nose.
It'll be raining in the summer, too, Gary assured her.
This is England. It always rains in England.
Diane could hardly disagree. They had been in London for 3 days and had actually seen the sun on several different occasions. The brightness had been fleeting, though. Always another dark cloud rolled in from one horizon or the other, pelting them with a cold spring rain. What made it worse was that Gary insisted that they always be outside. Diane could think of 100 places to visit in London, most of them indoors. But Gary was too restless for such orderly sightseeing. He wanted to walk London's streets, and walk they did, to the Palace, to the Tower, to Big Ben and Parliament, and Westminster Abbey. But even in Westminster Abbey, where one could spend an entire day just reading the tomb markers of the famous dead, Gary had been restless. They had spent no more than an hour inside, rushing over Charles Darwin's floorstone, sliding past the great ornate caskets of the kings and queens, Elizabeth and Mary, ironically buried side by side, romping through Poets' Corner, where lay Geoffrey Chaucer and the Brontes, and a score of other writers whose works Diane and Gary had grown up with and come to love. Diane could have spent the entire day and the day after that just sitting in Poets' Corner, thinking of those books and those writers, feeling their ghosts hovering about her, and taking comfort in the perpetuity of the human condition. So, why were they outside and walking along the wet streets again? She wondered. And in a completely